This is John Walden, Colorado Springs. We're studying just now about Amaziah. Amaziah was one of the kings of Judah, the northern kingdom, and this is what we read about him. In the second year, Joash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, reigned Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, yet not like David his father. He did according to all things as Joash his father did. Now Joash was his own father. David was his ancestor, King David. And David, you know, was a man who sought the Lord. He failed, yes, he sinned grievously, but he turned back to the Lord in honest confession. Joash was a weak kind of fellow. We read in the preceding, or in the 24th chapter, 2 Chronicles, that Joash did well as long as Jehoiada the priest lived. Then after that, he rejected the word of God and forsook God. Now here's a fellow, Amaziah, who has a choice. He has the history of two men before him. It's wonderful when we can learn from the mistakes of others. You know, they say experience is a dear teacher, but fools will keep the dear school or something like that, but fools will learn in no other. Well, some of us have to learn the hard way. Amaziah had set before him two men and their records. David, who turned to the Lord and obeyed the Lord, and his father Joash, who very half-heartedly obeyed the Lord, just did well as long as the high priest of Israel influenced him. But then when he had to make choices, he vacillated, so he turned away, he rejected the word of the Lord, and he was even accused of forsaking the Lord. Now Joash had given his son Amaziah a good name. It means Jehovah is strong, or the strength of the Lord. A good name is not enough. Am I speaking to someone just now who has a good name? You inherited a good name, or maybe you've kept your name clean. You have a good character, a good reputation. That isn't enough. Nicodemus came to meet the Lord Jesus, visit him at night, and he was a ruler of the Jews and a good man, but the Lord said to him, except a man be born again or born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. What a sad thing that Amaziah didn't make a good choice. Now, Amaziah is known for his half-heartedness. We're told in 2 Chronicles 25 and 2, the first passage I read to you was in 2 Kings 14. You have the same story, but more details given in 2 Chronicles 24. And it says in verse 2, he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. A perfect heart here, of course, doesn't mean that he was physically perfect or that he was spiritually perfect, but it just means that he was not wholehearted. He wasn't out and out. He wasn't sincere. Now, among the other mistakes that this fellow made, when he became king, he allowed the high places to remain in his kingdom. We read that in 2 Kings 14:4. The high places were the places where they worshiped the idols and where they carried on their immoral practices. He permitted sin and idolatry to remain in his kingdom. Am I talking to somebody who is permitting something in your life that you know ought not to be there? You're condoning sin. You don't want to turn away from it. You still would like to go on doing as you're doing. Well, take warning from Amaziah. That was his fault. Another thing in 2 Chronicles 25 and verses 6 to 10, when he saw that there was danger coming, he couldn't trust the Lord about it. But he went out and hired 100,000 mighty men of valor from among the Ephraimites at a cost of $250,000. Now, when the man of God came to him and told him that he was making a terrible mistake, he said, "Well, what'll I do about the money? What shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel?" So you can see a little bit about the man's character. He's more interested in money than he is in obedience. Well, you say $250,000 is not to be sneezed at. That's a lot of money. But money should never be considered in God's things. If God says it, that ought to be the end to it. No, he couldn't trust the Lord. And beside that, when he went to the wars with the Edomites, although he conquered the Edomites, he brought their idols back home with him and set them up to be his gods and bowed down himself before them and burned incense unto them. That's in 2 Chronicles 25 and 14. Wherefore the anger of the Lord was kindled against Amaziah. He said unto him a prophet, which said unto him, "Why hast thou sought after the gods of the people, which could not deliver their own people out of thine hand?" You'd think the man would have sense enough to see that, wouldn't you? But half-heartedness, holding on to two worlds, fence straddling, sitting on two stools, whatever you want to call it, this business of trying to live for this life and the life to come, always results in our doing ridiculous things. We ought to take a stand one way or another. Remember, Joshua said to the people, "Choose you this day whom you will serve. If these idols of the land are what you want, then choose them. But if God is the Lord, then choose him." And he said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Well, let's take Amaziah as a picture, first of all, of a man with a false profession. He claims to be a Christian, but his heart is not right. You can see why he's so half-hearted about all this. You can see why it doesn't mean too much to him. You can see why he only goes to church occasionally. You can see why he begrudges what he's asked to give. After all, he doesn't really know the Lord. No wonder he's so half-hearted. Am I talking to someone like that? But let's take it also as a picture of true believers. But you say, surely no Christian would be half-hearted, would he? Well, in the 16th chapter of Luke in verse 13, the Lord Jesus said, "You cannot serve God and mammon." Mammon is money. Now, the Lord wouldn't have said that if there hadn't been a danger of it. There is a danger of it. Many Christians fail to see that they must be all out for God if their life is going to really count. Am I talking to a half-hearted believer? One whose life has never amounted to much for God because you've never cut loose from Egypt yet? Remember, God took the children of Israel out of Egypt after the Passover. The Passover is a picture of Christ suffering in our place. We're told in 1 Corinthians 5, Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. And they put the blood on the doorpost, and God saw the blood, and he passed over them, and they were safe because of the shed blood. And you say you've trusted Christ as your Savior? You believe that Jesus died for you? Well, the same night, the children of Israel put all the leaven out of their houses, that stands for sin, and they left Egypt and followed Moses across the Red Sea and got out of there. Have you left Egypt yet? Or do you love this present evil world? Now, Amaziah was a successful man in some ways. We read in 2 Chronicles 25 and verse 19, "Lo, thou hast smitten the Edomites, and thine heart lifteth thee up to boast. You see what happens when a man becomes successful? He takes the credit. This is how wicked our hearts are. God had given him that victory, but he got no credit for it. Well, it says that he took counsel. He took advice. He didn't take advice from God, because the preceding verse, verse 16 of our chapter, says that thou hast not hearkened unto my counsel. So he took advice from somebody. I don't know where he got it, but he didn't get it from God. He wasn't reading the Word of God. People who are not reading the Bible are apt to be misled by somebody else's advice. So he took advice, and he decided that he would challenge Joash, the king of Israel. The result was that he was soundly beaten. He would not listen. The king told him, you better not come up against me, you can't do it. But he would not hear. Now this seemed to be characteristic of this man. In the 16th verse of 2 Chronicles 25, it says, thou hast not hearkened. And in verse 20 it says, but Amaziah would not hear. You know the old saying, there are none so deaf as those who will not hear. Well, his end is a sad one. Verse 27 says, now after the time that Amaziah did turn away from following the Lord, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish, but they sent to Lachish after him and slew him there. And they brought him upon horses and buried him with his fathers in the city of Judah. Yes, he had an ignominious death, and all because of his half-heartedness, because of his refusal to hear God's word, because of his turning away from following the Lord. Would you like to turn to the Lord today? Maybe as an unbeliever to accept Christ, or perhaps as a Christian to confess your distance from him and to confess your sins and be restored. Father, we pray for those who are listening. Bless thy word to them. Save the lost. And restore and help thy children, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.